This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Nick Ashew on the Fan and the Team 980. Never thought I'd say that, by the way, in my life. I know it's been years, but still weird to me. Going back to the start. We've got ourselves one preseason game under the belt. That's a good thing, right? Maybe it's not. It's funny, my dad texted me. So over the years, like, you know, you probably have a relationship with somebody like this in your life. You're a friend, family member, whatever it is, right? Where you watch Commanders game, football team back in the day, Redskins game, whatever, and you got somebody you just gotta, like, just let your feelings out to, right? It's how my dad and I have always been. We've bitched about this team for so many years. Different, obviously, situation now. But he loves to DVR games and then go back and watch them, like, not in real time, which is, I mean, it's just awful to me. I can't imagine. It's pure torture to think about the concept of actually, like, watching a game knowing that it's not live. But he was just like, I'm not even going to watch the rest of this. And it's preseason. And that's what I tried to explain to, like, him and everybody else. You got, like, 30 guys sitting out. But that doesn't mean that you don't take away certain things from the first preseason game, like any preseason game. Each one is different. I mean, it went from 4-3, but the first one is kind of that tune-up. The second one is really the game that matters to starters, even though it's going to be maybe a half, maybe a little bit more, depending on the team, depending on the organization, the coaching staff, whatever their mindset is. The third one is for those guys that are trying to still make the roster, if there's any spots left by that third preseason game. What really stood out to me the most was clearly anything that's going to involve Terry McLaurin. And this is going to continue to be the most important thing for this fan base, for this organization, for this city, and quite frankly, one of the biggest national news stories in sports right now that's going on and continuing to go on. So, like, it's not going anywhere until it actually goes somewhere, right? Terry McLaurin got leverage. I know it's one preseason game, and I know that there's nobody out there on the face of this earth that's crazy enough, or at least if they're sober enough, to think that there was anybody on this roster from a wide receiver perspective. And again, I keep Deebo Samuel out of this conversation of what I'm about to say. There is nobody, Deebo Samuel aside, because he's his own kind of unique player, there's nobody else on this roster for the Commanders that comes close to Terry McLaurin's importance to this offense as a weapon, as a wide receiver, right? No receiver was going to come close. I wanted to see more from Jalen Lane, right? So much hype. Cliff Kingsbury loves the guy, and you hear all these great things about him. Luke McCaffrey, supposed to be, you know, we've seen so much improvement from him from year one to year two. Now, I get it. There's a lot of factors that you've got to put into this, right? Sam Hartman was not good, but he also had some balls dropped, so in some ways, it's like it wasn't all his fault with how he looked the entire game, and, you know, there were issues with the offense and the timing, and the reality of it is the offense looked bad, the defense looked bad, special teams was way worse, the Commanders got their ass kicked Friday. But when Luke McCaffrey has one catch for a loss, and he's sick, Chris Moore drops a couple of passes from Sam Hartman, and KJ Osborne targeted and drops that, you think he's got it, there's bobbles and drops, like all of this stuff from a wide receiver perspective alone does not play well to the organization, does not help their case at all, and any sort of leverage for Adam Peters or anybody else to say, hey, Terry, we love you, but we got to keep this at a reasonable price. It's going to be harder for them to make that case now. Now, not impossible, and it doesn't mean that they're not going to dig their heels in at all. And if we're being realistic, this is something that's only put a spotlight on the issue with the wide receivers they've got on this roster, as opposed to it being a situation where, like, you know, the organization had no idea until now. Because there have been talks, there have been conversations about what's going on in practice with this wide receiver group and some of the issues, the inexperience, the lack of consistency, the inability really for Jaden Daniels to count on them, right? Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz have been his guys. Well, that's how it was during the regular season too, minus Terry McLaurin. So like, there's no difference there, and clearly he knows the veterans, the guys that you can count on when those plays matter to go to. That shouldn't really be a surprise. But see, now it's all about Terry McLaurin, and it's all about now him looking at this, having leverage. And I know this is a situation here where people came into this game and really, like, there was a lot of, well, Terry McLaurin doesn't really have any leverage. Oh, really? He doesn't have any leverage? Listen, the only thing working against Terry McLaurin, really, if we're going to look at all of the bullet points between these negotiations that we at least know publicly, I understand that things can change and there's stuff maybe behind the scenes that we don't know about. We all have to admit that there's stuff. I don't care how connected you are to the team. I don't care how much you know. I don't care how much you've heard. There's always stuff going on behind the scenes that you don't know about. But if we're looking at this as a whole, Terry McLaurin has always had leverage, and now he has more. Because you see how important he is to this offense. And, you know, the Commanders are in a weird spot here because had you been in this position with Terry McLaurin wanting more money, but you win 6 or 7 games last year, it's a totally different situation. It's totally different. But the issue here is that the expectations are now set way higher than anybody would have really set them this year or last year before they won 12 games and before they went to an NFC championship game. Like, that's really what it comes down to. The results on the field have changed the way they're going to do business, what the expectations are, and when that's short-term, when that's long-term, when it's all of those things. Now, again, I know we didn't have great quarterback play to truly gauge what else is going to be around Jaden Daniels, minus the veterans that, you know, he was able to count on in Austin Ekeler and Zach Ertz last year. But how can you not, if you're Terry McLaurin, sit back and go, okay, all right, I'm in a pretty good spot here. His agent's got to be drooling right now. And he should be, mainly because this is his biggest client and this is going to be his biggest payday. Not that he already hasn't got one deal, but, like, you know, this is the situation that we're in right now. Terry McLaurin has the leverage. He's important to this offense, and now it shows that he's more important. And, like, I get there are some people that think that this is going to drag on longer. I'm not saying that this is going to wrap up in a few days because you didn't get anything from any other receiver in a preseason game. And, like, I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is, if you look at the history of holdouts, let's even just look at recent holdouts or recent contract negotiations between other star players with other organizations. One, we know it always looks the same in Dallas every single year. It's the same thing that's going on with Micah Parsons now. But let's just compare that alone. Let's look at Micah Parsons and the narrative that he's put out there publicly. I don't want to be here anymore. Now, just because Terry McLaurin requested a trade doesn't mean that he really, like, wants to leave. It's more about the fact that this is the blueprint. These are the steps that you take. If we get to this point and we still haven't reached a negotiation, or we're X amount of dollars away from each other and there's this big gap and separation between the team and the player, we ask for a trade. Some mean it, some don't. I don't believe for one second that Terry McLaurin wants to go anywhere else. Now, he can look around at this roster and say, I matter because, right, I matter. I'm so important. I don't think he's going to look in the mirror and just say, maybe he does. That's fine. If it's positive affirmations for Terry McLaurin, I won't blame him. But he doesn't have to do that. But he can look around and just say, okay, like, this, it's clear my value to this offense. And deep down, Adam Peters knows that it's clear. Like, if Terry McLaurin wanted like a 1 year, $35 million deal, they'd be much more willing to give him that extra money now than the back end of the deal, the longer term. Because this isn't just about now. This is about later on and what that deal is going to look like 2-3 years from now. And again, we get a little bit hung up on player age, I think too much in the NFL. It matters a little bit more for running backs because you do see the pounding that they take game in and game out, play after play after play, to where that 30 mark kind of does. You have seen a long history of big drop-offs for players at age 30 at running back, but you don't have that necessarily as much at wide receiver. Not that it doesn't happen. You know, Terry McLaurin still has a lot left in the tank. And you got to be careful that you're not nitpicking this thing so much that you're talking about a guy who's about to turn 30 and you get so hung up on that age that that's what stalls the most of the negotiations. I just don't think that this is going to be one of those things that drags on into the regular season. Because, like, if you're the Commanders, you're still you're in a better spot at least now. You figure out how to pay him more now and maybe a little bit less on the deal or a little less is guaranteed. You're going to have to find a way to, in some ways, make that point known to him that as time goes on, you're going to be drafting and bringing in younger wide receivers. That's going to be part of it. His value is at its peak right now. It will continue to fall, whether it's a little bit or it's a lot over the next couple of years. Terry McLaurin is going to continue to have at least, like, if we're having the conversation now about his age, you think it's not going to continue more? That's going to be the case as time goes on. But, like, for this to continue to drag on, Terry McLaurin is going to get to the point where he's really starting. I mean, he already has, but he's missing valuable work, right? Like, it's not selfish for him to want to maximize his income. Good for you. I won't blame any athlete for that. Nothing. Absolutely. He continues to build this leverage. You lean on it. But I do worry about this thing dragging on because there are so many other factors. There's so many other little bullet points that matter in the preseason, in training camp, in all of those reps and practices that you're going to go through before the regular season starts. Now, I don't care how much experience or chemistry Terry McLaurin has with Jaden Daniels after 1 year. We know it's there. We saw it. But what I also know is he got the Bengals in, what, a little over a week? It was 10 days from the last preseason game, subtract two, where we had eight. I'll let you do the math. You got joint practices with the Ravens coming up soon after that. So you're kind of looking at like a two-week gap, let's say, for round numbers. About a two-week gap for Terry McLaurin to get back on the field, get ramped up, get healthy, develop chemistry with Deebo Samuel, which does matter. Like, that's a guy that's going to be out there. You've got to know where the other wide receivers are on the field at the same time. New plays are installed. Chemistry is still going to matter, just getting that regular rhythm with Jaden Daniels. They only played 1 year together so far. And, you know, on top of all of that, you've got to get in football shape. And it's one thing to sit there and work out on the sidelines and get treatment for injuries and all these things. It's not the same as getting out there and truly playing football and your body just building up those calluses and getting hit. I mean, listen, the lack of physical contact that NFL players go through in training camp and in preseason now versus before, I'm certainly not one of those old heads that's screaming about guys not getting hit as much, but, like, I've talked to a lot of former players that were in the old school two-a-days. And I did two-a-days in high school, but that's about as far as that went. Not to be that guy, but, like, you know, back in my day, no. But, like, you know, there's less of that, so that means you have to build up that physicality and that resistance to it. It's just a natural thing in football. And, like, dude's human. It's going to take some time to do that. So all of these things, one by one, what does Terry McLaurin look like if this takes another week, takes another 2 weeks? What does that look like in the regular season? What does that look like week one, week two, week three? Maybe there's nothing. There's certainly a chance where he goes off for five catches and 100 yards and a touchdown week one against the Giants. There is, of course, there is a chance for that. But there's also a chance he looks like Brandon Ayuk. And I'm not talking Brandon Ayuk torn ACL last year. I'm talking Brandon Ayuk after a long holdout with the 49ers, getting back late, getting out there and looking like he wasn't even a shell of himself, and then getting hurt. Oh, by the way, you could also argue maybe got hurt because he wasn't physically ready to play because he hadn't gone through the full ramp up. I'm not a doctor, but I'm just saying that's a possibility that's certainly there too. So, like, there's a trickle-down effect from all of this with Terry McLaurin's holdout. It affects the offense. It affects the coaching staff. Just from an on-field perspective alone. Like, that's it. And listen, it affects Jaden Daniels. Jaden Daniels is a far superior quarterback. I know I'm not going out on a limb here, right? But don't worry, I got numbers to prove this to you in case you didn't know that Terry McLaurin is really important to Jaden Daniels. Bill Barnwell of ESPN, you know, ESPN does the QBR, not their own quarterback, or like it's their own quarterback rating. They say it's better. I don't know, you can go with either one of these. But anyway, Bill Barnwell, ESPN, big numbers guy. Jaden Daniels, QBR 73.8 with Terry McLaurin on the field last year. When McLaurin's off the field, 63. It's a big drop. It's a big drop. Defenses are smart, right? You don't have to be a great NFL head coach to say, hey, that number 17 over there, let's double team him because nobody else can do anything. Now, you have Deebo Samuel. You hope that that's going to make the difference. But none of this helps. And if Terry McLaurin isn't up to speed and not fully in like the physical shape that he needs to be in, whatever the case is, however he looks week one with all of these delays, a lot, a little, whatever it is, that trickles down to everybody else. So, yes, there's not one person that doesn't want to get this done. He wants to get it done. Adam Peters wants to get it done. You want it done. I want it done. Everybody wants it done. But it's just a matter of where that gets and what that looks like. Because the longer this plays out, there's these ebbs and flows. Right now, the momentum and the leverage has all swung to Terry McLaurin's side. And I never believed for a second this whole concept of like Terry McLaurin doesn't have leverage. What are you talking about? If this team won five games last year, they would have traded him anyway. They would have picked up a bunch of first round picks and they would have moved on. But they're in win now mode. So we already had leverage because of how important he is to this offense, even with Deebo Samuel in there. Because really, that's all just hypothetical, what he could look like in the offense. We don't know. Does Deebo fall off? He's only 29. But God, Deebo, let's keep that in mind. Deebo Samuel is 29. He turns 30 at some point too. So, like, there's also that. No matter what, the Commanders are going to want to get younger at wide receiver, but that's not going to be right now. So they're thinking a couple years down the road. But as of right now, ooh, Terry's got the leverage, without question. All right, who actually showed some promise to start the preseason and what that's going to mean for the regular season? I'm Nick Ashew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nick Ashew on The Fan, the Team 980. Little team fan collab, if you will, till 3. I don't think we're calling it that. I just kind of made that up. 800-636-1067. Yeah, listen, the Terry McLaurin thing is just, it's going to dominate until it's done. Like, again, you're always, good organizations, bad organizations, everybody has these issues with players. I feel like I'm like one of the people in this market, whether it's, you know, talking about the team or a fan. I mean, I'm both, right? Like, you know, I know I've been gone from the DC scene for a few years, but like, you know, even on a national show, this Commanders team was, when I was doing that, like, it was a massive, I mean, it was a massive topic. They were a team that really, they were the team in the NFL last year, and not even from a betting perspective, because this isn't a betting show, so I'm not going to go like down that road. But like, what I will say is they were a heavy public team on a regular basis. Everybody bet the Commanders. People loved them. And a lot of casual bettors, right, you'll do that. But like, just from an interest perspective, everybody cared. And it wasn't about Dan Snyder. It wasn't making fun of the team. It wasn't. So like, you know, listen, everything is different here. And I keep trying to tell that to some of my friends that are, you know, fans of this team. I'm like, yo, you've got to calm down. This is not uncommon. This is not normal. We just don't like seeing it with Terry McLaurin. If it was with, you know, half of the other contracts that are coming up by the end of 2026 for this team. There are a ton, by the way. There are bills that are going to have to be paid by this team relatively soon. I mean, Terry McLaurin is one of, if not the fan favorites in D.C. right now. I mean, everybody loves Jaden Daniels, but, like, realistically, right, Terry's been through all the bad. And that's the thing, too. Like, yes, he requested a trade, but come on. Do you really think Terry McLaurin, after suffering as long as he has through all of the horrible seasons and all of the don't belong in the NFL quarterbacks throwing him the football over the years, you really think now he wants to leave when things are finally getting good? Like this, Terry McLaurin is the guy that's been building a business for a decade, and he's just been grinding and grinding, and this startup keeps growing, and now he's at a spot where he got some funding, and this thing started to build up, and then last year, everything hit. Okay, here it goes. We built something great. This app is going to take off, and we're going to go public, and we're going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. He's been working forever building this business up. Now he's just going to quit? He's going to move on? No. Terry McLaurin wants to be here. He just wants to be compensated fairly. I don't blame him one bit. And the team wants to make sure some of this is unfair because he's going to be used as an example. Because there's a bright spotlight on him. And if you're Adam Peters, this is your first big negotiation as a general manager, period. Like, not just in Washington, but period. So he does want to make sure that he shows, like, it's not going to be easy. We're going to be tough, but we're going to be fair. I think this will all get done. And here's my prediction now. Whenever this deal gets done, and I do think it will get done, before the regular season starts, Adam Peters and Terry McLaurin are going to do something somehow to show everybody they're cool. Whether it's they walk out into the practice field together with Josh Harris, or they're skipping down the path. They probably won't be doing that. Maybe it's at a press conference and Adam Peters is there. And it's like, listen, Terry McLaurin's already doing this all for the gram anyway. He's walking around at practice showing the fans he still wants to be here, and he's cool with Josh Harris and all this. Like, it's going to work out. But it's frustrating, and it's going to take time. This is one of those patience moments that no fan bases want to go through. But there's going to be more of this moving forward. And that's one of the worst parts about this. All right, I got a few people that want to jump in on this. 800-636-1067. Let's go to Mitch in New Jersey. What's up, Mitch? You're on The Fan.
How you doing, Nick? Thanks for taking my call. You know, I think it'll get done soon. I think both sides have some negative drawback, especially for Terry. If he holds out too long, look what happened to Brandon Ayuk.
Mm-hmm.
He suffered a pretty devastating knee injury, and then he missed more time. I mean, I guess the money's guaranteed if you get an injury. But hopefully both sides get with it and get this over with soon, because definitely Jaden definitely needs him on board. Even though I'm liking the two wide receivers that are also, you know, 2 and 3, and every year you should draft a running back and a wide receiver anyway. That goes without saying. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks, Mitch. And listen, Brandon Ayuk is a great example. I mentioned that last segment. It's true. Like, there's a reason why, right? Like, Brandon Ayuk got hurt, tore his ACL after missing most of the preseason, and didn't look like himself before he got hurt in the regular season. Now, there's a bunch of factors there. It's not like Terry McLaurin and Brandon Ayuk exactly the same. Like, I'm not going to say it's apples to apples, but it's a good example of the longer you hold out and don't go through all of the steps you need to get ready for the rigors of an NFL season, those are the risks that you have to take. But with the offense looking stale or not in sync, or you physically as a player not being ready, all of that stuff matters. And it's something that, that's what I worry about more. I worry far less that the Commanders and Terry McLaurin are going to figure this thing out. And I worry way more that Terry McLaurin and this offense look stale to start the year off. Like, I know people don't want to say this, but, like, there is a chance that there is a sophomore slump for Jaden Daniels. It doesn't mean that he's not prepared. Doesn't mean that he's not better. Doesn't mean he's not smart. Doesn't mean that he's not professional. Doesn't mean any of that. It's just the reality that the NFL is going to get better trying to stop him. That's the first thing. And if Terry McLaurin's not at 100% for whatever it is, whether it's physical or just timing or any of those things, that's going to be a problem. I worry so much more about that being the case because the clock has already been ticking on that. You can sign a deal the day before the CBA, well, not the day, but again, there are CBA stipulations here and when they'd have to put them on. Forget all the CBA lists. Terry McLaurin can sign this deal at the last minute that he can to just get on the team week one and be ready to go and fine. That's not, we still have time for that. He's already lost time in camp. He's already lost time being out there on the field in the full capacity that he should be. That's what worries me a lot more. All right, let's go to Sue in D.C. What's up, Sue?
Hey, Nick. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I don't really care that Jaden didn't play first week because there's too many preseason games, in my opinion, anyway. And two, these games are really trying, in my opinion, trying to pick out who's going to be second and who's going to be third string, getting that part shored up. And, I think Jaden's going to be just fine.
Oh, yeah. Well, thanks, Sue. I don't think anybody's worried about Jaden Daniels not playing the first preseason game. I mean, I know that Drake May did for the Patriots a little bit, but, like, Drake May didn't play the full season, right? Drake May didn't start week one for the Patriots. So, like, that's really the difference there. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't get overly worried about it. This is funny. I really think about this now, like, over the amount of the years that I've talked about this team, whatever platform, whatever network I've been on, this is the calmest and most relaxed I have ever been. I don't know. I guess your team actually winning 12 games and going to an NFC championship game, it's like therapy. It might be like going through therapy, guys. It's kind of good. Now, again, it doesn't mean that we should just kick back and think, oh, you know, nothing is, like, there's nothing wrong with this situation. Well, would I prefer Terry McLaurin to be in camp? Would I prefer this all to be working out? Would I prefer them to have looked a lot better even with all the guys that sat out in the first preseason game? Would I prefer the Commanders to look better on special teams? Absolutely. But, like, if we're concerned right now about a contract negotiation and what the third-string quarterback battle looks like, we're in pretty good shape, aren't we? And I become a we guy now a little bit there. A little bit. Only as a fan base we're a we. I'm not a we when it comes to team. I won't be that guy. But, like, that really, think about it, though. A lot of these are champagne problems. Now, there are issues with this team. And I think that's certainly some of the things that did rear their ugly heads in that preseason game. I want to go to Sam in Gainesville first, though. He's been hanging out on there. Sam, what's up? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Nick. Good to talk to you, buddy. Listen, first of all, kudos to you. You are absolutely 100% spot on everything you've said on Nick. On Terry. you're 100% spot on about yourself, too. Let's get that straight. Listen, I want to talk about negotiation for a second. I've been in IT sales 35 years. I can tell you all about it. One side makes demands, i.e. Terry. The other side makes concessions, i.e. the Commanders, until they get to a breakthrough. There's always tension. You get to a breakthrough, you come together, you get a deal done. Now, what nobody is mentioning is whenever you're negotiating, you're negotiating for somebody else. In this case, Adam Peters is negotiating for Josh Harris. This is not Adam Peters' money. This is Josh Harris's money. And trust me, there will come a day when Josh Harris, who knows the value of this team, the momentum, public perception, which is very important to him, our success, where he's going to go to Adam Peters and say, get this done. So I think that's what's going to happen, and I wouldn't be surprised if it happens sooner rather than later. That's all I got. Thanks, Nick. Thanks for taking my call. Bye-bye.
Sam, great stuff. I want Sam to call in every time I'm back on this station again because he says nice things to me, and if he could teach my wife to say that I'm right about everything I'm saying to
you. I will do that. I've got 33 years, buddy. We'll help each other, okay?
You're the best, Sam. Appreciate it. And, you know, Sam brings up a good point, too, is it is about Josh Harris. Steve Jobs used to say years ago, and this is in his book too, is that like I'm paraphrasing, but the whole point that he had was why would he hire smart people and not let them do their job? And in the past, obviously when it came to Dan Snyder specifically, he'd hire people, well, some of them weren't smart if we're being honest with ourselves here, but that aside, he'd hire people, but then he just would get involved in all of the organizations on the field football things because he thought he was Jerry Jones, and he's not, and even Jerry Jones can't do that anymore. But allowing the smart people that you've hired, in this case Adam Peters, to do their job is what Josh Harris is doing. But there is a point where, as the owner, you may have to step in, like Sam just said on that call, I think it's a great point, and say, just now get this done. Like, you can spend a little bit more. I want to get this done. It's been hanging over the organization too long. We've dug our heels in long enough. And some of it may just be that. Because behind the scenes, Josh Harris, Adam Peters, and this whole group, they're sitting around and they've had a conversation. And they've said, okay, here is the max we're really willing to go. But we're not going to tip our hat and let them know right away. It is like negotiation 101. There's nothing complicated or unique about this situation. But at some point, Josh Harris probably will, if this does drag on, look around and say, you know, it goes from negotiation to us just trying to win it where it really doesn't benefit us to save a few million dollars, especially in the short term when we're trying to win now. Let's just get this thing done and move on. We've shown that we're not just going to give in instantly. Because even that, if Terry gets what he wants, but they've made this thing take a little bit longer, it at least says we're not just going to sign the check right away. Contract's not just going to get done and ratified right away. Like, it's going to take a little bit of time. So that will be maybe the next phase, is that you have Josh Harris jumping in and saying, okay, let's get this thing done now. Because he does also want to make sure that he shows we've got a culture that's much more business and it's going to be much more professional, but we still want to take care of our guys. When you find that balance, this will all work out. And by the way, if this team wins 12 games and goes to an NFC Championship game again, is anybody going to care about this anymore? No, we're going to laugh about it. It's really not going to matter. So 800-636-1067. I'm Nick Ashew.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nick Ashew on the Fan, Team 980. Got Nats coming up after me, if you're listening on the Fan, of course. Dan Quinn at the podium, talking to the media before practice today. Get a chance to actually hear what he has to say about that first preseason game, what he likes, what he didn't like. Let's head out to Dan Quinn now and what he's got going on.
Just coming out of that game, I mean, were there any concerns there?
At certain ones, Nicky, I feel like, man, there's really, you know, strong ones. That sometimes happens. I see that at running back and at tight end, defensive line. And then there's others. Okay, you know, keep digging. In fact, you know, we have a workout later on this afternoon, you know, post-practice, and, you know, to continue to look at some guys. And one thing I've come to really appreciate about Adam and his staff is, like, there's a chance to get better. We're going to dig in and find ways to do that, and we'll continue to do that.
Sticking with that, are there any positional groups that you feel are especially strong on this team?
Yeah, I really like the group of safeties. I think that's one that jumps out to me from not just playing on defense, but their role on special teams. So that part at corner, I feel stronger than we felt before. So those would be two, Nikki, that jump out to mind to me. And running back, I would say, if there was a third one to throw into the group. There's a lot of competition, and it's, even though the game happens, it's like good to remind ourselves, man, there's a lot of camp to go for us. Evaluations and practices this week into a game, next week a joint, next week a game. So the next 2 weeks as coaches and players, it's a lot of fun, and you really push it to see where you can take it, because opportunities are there, but you do have to go take it.
You were understandably upset Friday night with special teams. How do you address that, and kind of specifically the coverage stuff? Where were those breakdowns?
Yeah, you're right on. That's our flagship on the special team side, especially the kickoff and the kickoff return. We take great pride in that. And so to see that not go down, first thing, man, like, acknowledge it, put it up, show it, show both of them where the errors were. You know, good news, like, this is how we also fix that. But it was important to show that. It's important to say when it's right, but it's important to show this isn't to the standard. This is how we've got to do it. And I'm certain we'll get that fixed.
How have you seen Jaden sort of evolve or change at all as, like, a leader throughout training camp?
Yeah, I think at the position you want to see, like, making others around you even, you know, improve, and the way you get better. He's so much clearer on the communication, you know, to teammates, whether it be a route or a standard of things. And so I saw it last year with Zach a lot, because they, this part of the route, now you see it with other players as well. I recently saw it with he and Debo, you know, working a specific route against, you know, like, two specific coverages, and they did a good bit of that pregame. So I think that's the step, you know. Not only is he going to handle himself, like, and we know that, and then how do we make others around him better? I think it's the conversations, the, like, deliberate practice on a specific route or a specific skill. Those are the things that I've noticed.
Pardon if this might be premature, but is there any thought at all to bring in a second kicker to have some competition with Matt? And kind of, what have you seen from Matt in camp?
Yeah, totally fair question. It's not where we're at, but we've got a lot of faith and belief in Matt, and there's a lot for us to get better at. And at that position, it's technical, and you got to make sure, you know, the issues are really strong and really capable to go, and I'm certain he'll do that.
Dan, obviously you're going to wait for every piece of data you guys have before determining the roster, and Adam obviously is leading that charge. But do you at all during this process say, you know what, I'm sitting on my couch, let me do a 53 the way the outside world does? Do you ever just on your own do that?
And yes.
What's that process like when you're kind of, is it, why do you do it if, in that case?
Yeah, I think it's important, like think of it in two ways, Ben, like a 53 and a 70, you know, to say who in your mind might be there. And it's fun to, sometimes I'll like, you know, snapshot it with my phone and see, you know, where am I at in the spring? Where am I at now? What might have changed? And there's certain ones that you're still like, okay, this or here, back or forth. And I'd say those are the ones that allows you to like really like focus in on a few of them. And it may be ones that you're not thinking of. It's an interior lineman. It's ninth there, you know, this spot here. And so it makes you think. It makes you dig in a little harder. So I like doing it. I don't put a lot of stock into it, but I do it because I'd like to compare what's changed. I want to have fresh eyes for when real competition like presents itself and people take it. And so I think if you close your mind to it, you're not going to be open to that. So I don't want to put, you know, pass judgment on somebody too early. And so I try to allow myself the space to do that. But yeah, I do the same exercise you guys probably do.
That's always fun. With Jalen Lane, we haven't seen much in practice with the punt returns, but we got a little work in the game. What'd you see from him? What'd you like about it?
On the punt returns? Yeah, I've seen specifically from Jalen, I've seen real confidence back there. When you're talking about a returner, oftentimes it's quiet feet, the way that you're approaching the ball. With Tress, it's a difficult punt, you know. He can angle, it's lefty, you know. Lefties are just weird, you know, and it's good. But I've seen him really respond, and we try to put him into the stress to do it, but he's off to a really good start, and as a receiver as well.
Coach, both internally within yourself as well as externally to the team, how do you balance the idea of Friday being preseason game one with the fact that we're building towards the actual regular season in terms of the results?
Yeah, I'm probably not as good at that. I would say there's really like a standard that we want, and when we nail it, I'll say it. And you may not be able to control the outcome or the reps, but we can control our play style, and I am certain that we'll look different.
Coach, kind of based on that, this team as well as yourself hangs their hat on combat. And if it wasn't up to that standard, then how do you address that now?
Yeah, we have a process. So we like to, after the game, discuss it all. We call it Tell the Truth Monday. And it's a time not to place blame, but to show the examples of what went right, what didn't, what needs addressing, how do we work on that? And then lastly, and probably most important, like what's the action you're going to put behind it to say if this happened or this technique or this false start or this penalty, acknowledging it is one thing, but then like now here's the individual plan. I have to have that part right first above all. Penalties and, you know, field position and, you know, not getting enough takeaways, being minus, like those are all things that contribute, you know, to why we didn't win. But above all else, I want to make sure our play style is right. The running, the hitting, the physicality, like that's above everything.
And that was Dan Quinn getting ready for practice. It starts around 2 today, so talking to the media there. Not going to bring in another kicker right now. Matt Gay's inconsistencies, says it's a fair question. It's not really where we're at right now. You kind of expected that type of answer from him when it comes to just like the first preseason game and where they are. He sounds, yeah, like you're going to get a lot of that coach speak right now from him, and I'm fine with that. It's one preseason game with 30 guys sitting out, so it's not something to get worried about in the big picture. But there are some things when it comes to the micro, right, the individual performances, good and bad, that you can get takeaways from that really should either make this team excited or make this team worried. Nick Ashew on the Fan and the Team 980. Nick Ashew on the Fan, Team 980. Dan Quinn speaking to the media before the 2 o'clock press or a 2 o'clock practice today. The presser going on now. We'll hear from Jane Daniels after practice. I probably won't be on. I take you up to the Nats if you're listening on the Fan up until 3 on the Team 980. Let's hear the rest of what Dan Quinn had to say to the media.
similar to the question earlier about Jaden, second year from Mikey Sainristil, how have you seen him grow as a leader and then obviously his game on the field as well?
Yeah, both ways. Off the field, he's ready to take that step. We're fortunate here when you look around. He's got some excellent, you know, teammates to discuss into that space, whether that's a Wagner, a Luvu, a Vaughn Miller, you know, a Revo. And now seeing that emerge in the secondary with him and with others, he's early doing the extra. So he's, as a leader, like, you better walk the walk. You know, if you say we need to do this and you're not doing that, well, guess what? You ain't a leader. You have to match it. There can be no gap in what you say and what you do. And I think that's important, you know, that Mike, he definitely understands that. There's no gap. So I've been pleased to see that. We're playing them both inside and out. The ball skills are some of the things that make Mike unique. He's got instincts. And it was good for us to work. You know, we played a lot of man-to-man on the day of the practice, good matchups, different players. So I love that he was talking to the McCourties and asking about film and things to go. Like, that's pretty much who he is in terms of, like, being curious and wanting to get better. Like, he absolutely lives it.
Hi, Coach. In looking at the defense, the run defense, how did you think that they did in terms of gap stopping and all of that?
Yeah, I won't lump sum it because there were some that I really liked. There was a fit between like Jacob Martin, Noah, and Percy. It was just right. And then there were some others that weren't. So I won't blanket say, you know, this part done well or not. So there were some things, like I said, in there that I was like, okay, that's what I'm looking for. And then, like I said, on some others to say, not to the standard of how we want to do it. It's important to go through all of those. Because then you have something to assess too, to say, okay, did we get better into that spot going into the next week and the next practices? So I'm glad that we got this experience. I don't like at all the results of it. Every coach wants it to go just right. And like most things, you're upset at the moment, and then you go back, and then I found out this is what I liked, this is what I didn't, this is how we're going to go get it corrected. And it's almost customized, Donna, to an individual player or technique. And if we can get that part right, you know, then I would say we're making a big stride. All right, thanks, everybody. Enjoy the military day, and see you tomorrow.
All right, there he goes. Head coach Dan Quinn getting set for practice. Commanders practice gets going about 2 o'clock. We'll hear from Jaden Daniels after, a little bit later today. Look, I kind of got the answers you'd expect from him, right? Didn't look the way we wanted to in the first preseason game. We'll be better. We've got stuff on film. And that's really what the first one is about. It's getting more film on players that are trying to make the roster. At the first and then the third preseason game are really a lot of that. And seeing them in real football situations. Because these joint practices in the NFL, these have really become preseason for a lot of starters. Look, there's people throwing out the idea that you just eliminate them preseason altogether and just have joint practices. Now, there's a bunch of players out there that are trying to make rosters every year that are going to raise their hand and be like, hey, I'd like some preseason if you don't mind. Yeah, it's a little more of an opportunity for some of those guys farther down the roster to make a name for themselves. Or, you know, listen, like, we have preseason heroes every year, but you also have those guys that, like, a preseason hero to me is an undrafted guy or a late round pick or someone that's kind of been in the NFL for a couple years on practice squads but still young that you kind of watch and go, ooh, did we find somebody? Did we find that guy? A lot of times they don't pan out in the regular season, but you have that in the preseason. And then sometimes you just have guys that you just know are like, they're going to be legit. Trey Amos is starting to really establish himself as that guy. We know the secondary certainly needed some work last year, and taking Amos in the second round, like, it's not like this is somebody that you drafted that's, you know, he's not a late round pick, he's not undrafted, but like Joe Witt, the defensive coordinator, God, he loves him, right? Like, oh, Jalen Lane's getting all the hype from Cliff Kingsbury, and now Joe Witt and Trey Amos, like, you're hearing, when you hear coaches come out and just it's like these rays of sunbeams coming out of their mouth when they talk about these players, you go, okay, let's actually see it for real. It's essentially like the quote around Trey Amos is he's had a good day every day. The guy's just a good He's just a good player. He's a good corner. That's it. Like, let's keep that simple, right? So he only played, what, 13 defensive snaps in that preseason game. Looked like a veteran, though. I mean, he really did. Tight coverage. The footwork was really good. Tackle. I mean, man, the missed tackles last year. Hell, over the years. Remember with this team? But, like, we watched a lot of that last year, too. They needed help in the secondary. And it's looking like that they've got that. So, like, I wouldn't put Trey Amos as that guy that's a preseason hero. But I will. I'll throw our guy Bill into the mix at that point. Ja'Cory Kroski Merritt, who just continues to want to be called Bill. I can't, like, it's hard for me to accept it, but I'll call him Bill. Not that I have any connection to him. I'm just saying, like, I'm just kind of like, now we just call you Bill. Okay, fine. So now he's only Bill. Bill the running back. That's it. But he is a seventh round pick. This is a little bit different. But, right, the narrative always around running backs. You can find these guys anywhere. Right? Get him. You can't find a Bijan Robinson anywhere. You can't find a Jahmyr Gibbs anywhere. But those are extreme circumstances. By the way, I always thought the Falcons and Lions were smart for drafting those guys where they did because they're also great pass catchers. They can do a lot out of the backfield for those teams, and you need that in today's NFL. So, to me, we started to have the rebirth last year in the NFL of the running back, right? Especially early in the season. Passing touchdowns were down. Running backs were having a higher amount of production early in the season. And I've always equated that to the rebirth of the big man in the NBA, where for years it was the big man doesn't matter anymore, and they take him off the all-star balloting and all these things. And now we've seen all of these great big, you know, centers specifically in the NBA winning MVP, or, you know, the unicorns that are, but it's a different style of play. The center position in the NBA has evolved, and the running back position in the NFL is also evolving, where you can't just be a running up the gut guy. I mean, you can, but your career is going to be shorter, and you're going to be a little bit more one-dimensional. But if you can be somebody like Bill, who can do everything, it seems like, for the Commanders right now, as a seventh-round pick, just 16 offensive snaps, and he can be special, really. 7 carries for 24 yards. But you could see the vision. He's got those quick cuts. He's got that quick twitch. He's in and out, making, you know, hitting the holes where he actually needs to. He's already stood out all through camp. Had a catch for 8 yards. Then there was another one that would have been for 16 yards, but then it gets called back because of a holding penalty. Like, there is a lot that Bill brings to the table. I'm not saying he's going to be the starting running back week 1, but that position is wide open for the Commanders. Wide open. I mean, Austin Eckler is going to be who he is, but Brian Robinson Jr. right now is in a last year of his deal, trying to get another contract in the NFL, trying to maximize that income, and we know what running backs have to deal with. It's really difficult for them to get those big deals. It's hard. So that position is wide open. Kroski Merritt's somebody I think that can really, not just in this preseason, but starting week 1, really have a major impact on this offense. So those are the two guys. Those are the two positives that really, really, really came out of this in an otherwise pretty ugly first preseason game. All right, we're taking you up to 3 on the Team 980. We are on the Fan until 3:35 when the Nats coverage takes over. Nick Ashew with you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.